Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, To Infinity and Beyond: A Journey of Cosmic Discovery by Neil Tyson. Presents an accessible tour through modern astronomy and big-picture physics, guided by the questions people most naturally ask when they look up at the night sky. The book frames the universe as a story in motion, from the birth of stars and galaxies to the fate of cosmic expansion, connecting distant phenomena to everyday experience on Earth. Along the way, it highlights how scientists build reliable knowledge from limited clues, using observation, mathematics, and careful skepticism rather than certainty or spectacle. Readers can expect clear explanations of scale, time, and the forces that shape the cosmos, with attention to why discoveries matter culturally as well as scientifically. Instead of treating space as a collection of facts, the narrative emphasizes curiosity, perspective, and the human drive to explore. It is designed for newcomers who want clarity without oversimplification, and for enthusiasts seeking a cohesive, inspiring overview of our place in the universe. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cosmic scale, learning to think in light years and deep time. A central theme is recalibrating intuition for a universe that dwarfs everyday experience. The book emphasizes that distance in space is also distance in time, because light takes time to travel. Looking at the moon shows a world as it was a little over a second ago, while looking at galaxies can reveal them as they were millions or billions of years in the past. This perspective turns astronomy into a kind of time travel, where telescopes act as historical instruments as much as visual ones. The discussion typically grounds these ideas with comparisons that help readers grasp orders of magnitude: planets versus stars, solar systems versus galaxies, and galaxies within the larger structure of clusters and the cosmic web. Deep time also reframes Earth history, placing human civilization into a thin slice of the cosmic calendar. This topic matters because it sets the foundation for everything else. Star life cycles, cosmic evolution, and the search for life all rely on understanding scale. By making scale vivid, the book helps readers replace vague awe with informed wonder and a practical mental toolkit for following modern space science news. Secondly, stellar life cycles. How stars forge the ingredients of worlds. The book explores stars as engines that turn simple beginnings into complexity. Stars form when gravity gathers gas and dust until pressures and temperatures ignite nuclear fusion, releasing energy that can balance the inward pull of gravity for vast periods. Over time, a star's mass largely determines its fate, shaping how it shines, how long it lives, and how it dies. Lower-mass stars can burn steadily for extremely long lifetimes, while high-mass stars live fast and end dramatically. These endings are not merely fireworks, they are chemical factories and delivery systems. Heavier elements required for rocky planets, oceans, and biology are produced in stellar interiors and in violent stellar deaths, then scattered into space to seed new generations of stars and planets. This connects cosmic evolution to personal existence, emphasizing that the materials of everyday life originate in ancient astrophysical processes. The topic also explains why astronomers care about spectra, brightness, and stellar motion, because these measurements reveal composition, temperature, and age. Understanding stellar life cycles provides a framework for grasping supernovae, neutron stars, black holes, and the conditions that make habitable planets possible. Thirdly, galaxies and the evolving universe: expansion, structure, and origins, moving beyond individual stars. The narrative expands to galaxies as the main habitats of stellar populations and the building blocks of cosmic structure. Readers are guided through how galaxies form and change through gravity, mergers, and the ongoing recycling of gas into new stars. The book also highlights the expanding universe, an idea supported by observations that distant galaxies show systematic shifts in their light. Expansion leads naturally to questions about beginnings, such as the early hot dense phase, commonly described as the Big Bang framework, and about how early tiny variations grew into the large-scale structure seen today. This topic stresses that cosmology is evidence-driven. Background radiation, galaxy distributions, and measurements of chemical abundances all interlock to constrain models. The evolution of the universe is presented as a narrative with chapters rather than a single event, from the first light to the assembly of galaxies and the emergence of heavy elements. By focusing on structure and change, the book helps readers see the cosmos as dynamic and interpretable, rather than static mystery, and it clarifies why new instruments and surveys can transform our understanding. Fourthly, gravity, relativity, and black holes. When physics meets extremes, a major portion of any cosmic overview is the role of gravity, the force that shapes orbits, holds galaxies together, and governs the behavior of the universe at the largest scales. The book typically distinguishes everyday gravity from the deeper description offered by relativity, where mass and energy influence the geometry of space-time. This shift in viewpoint helps explain phenomena that cannot be captured by simple intuition, such as time dilation, gravitational lensing, and the behavior of objects near extremely dense regions. Black holes become the flagship example, not simply cosmic vacuums, but regions where gravity is so intense that escape becomes impossible once a boundary is crossed. The topic often connects black holes to stellar evolution and to galactic centers, where supermassive black holes influence their surroundings through accretion and energetic outflows. It also highlights how scientists infer black holes indirectly, using the motion of stars, high energy emissions, and more recently, observations of gravitational waves in horizon-scale images. By presenting gravity as both familiar and profoundly strange, the book equips readers to understand why extreme objects are central to modern astrophysics. Lastly, the scientific mindset, how we know what we know about space, beyond facts about planets and galaxies. The book emphasizes method, how reliable knowledge is extracted from faint signals across enormous distances. It explains the importance of measurement, uncertainty, and cross-checking, showing that scientific conclusions are not mere opinions, but the result of disciplined inference. Telescopes gather light, but meaning comes from interpreting that light through tools such as spectroscopy, imaging, and statistical analysis. Models play a key role, yet they remain provisional, improving as observations sharpen. This topic also explores why misconceptions spread easily in space science. Because the scales are counterintuitive and the imagery can invite overinterpretation, the book encourages readers to appreciate the difference between what is known, what is strongly suggested, and what remains open. It also addresses the human side of discovery, curiosity, competition, collaboration, and the way technology expands what can be tested. By foregrounding process, the narrative helps readers become better consumers of science communication, more resistant to sensational claims, and more confident in asking good questions. The result is not only a guide to the cosmos, but also a guide to thinking clearly about complex topics. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious beginners, lifelong learners, and science fans who want a coherent overview of astronomy without needing advanced math. It also works well for readers who enjoy big ideas but prefer explanations grounded in observation and the logic of how scientists test claims. The main benefit is perspective. By understanding cosmic scale, stellar evolution, and the structure of the universe, readers gain a clearer sense of Earth's rarity and resilience, and a renewed appreciation for evidence-based reasoning in everyday life. The book can sharpen critical thinking by repeatedly showing how conclusions are drawn from limited data, how uncertainty is handled, and why some answers change as new observations arrive. Compared with similar popular science titles, its value lies in combining a guided narrative of the cosmos with a strong emphasis on the scientific mindset, helping readers connect breathtaking discoveries to the methods that make them trustworthy. It is worth buying because it offers a single readable journey that ties together stars, galaxies, gravity, and cosmology into an integrated story, leaving readers better informed, more curious, and more capable of evaluating the next headline about space. If you would like to support Neil Tyson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.